If you know jazz, you know Django Reinhardt. Many of his compositions from the 1930s and 40s are now jazz standards. His style, often called gypsy jazz, jazz manouche, or string swing, has influenced countless musicians. Django Reinhardt's Hot Club of France is still considered one of the most original bands in the history of jazz. For years, the Roanoke band La Hot Club de Big Lick has been celebrating that history. Here are musicians Jeff Hoffman and Bob Casey with the band.
In France during those days, you'd hear people talking about the Hot Club was going to be playing. They would probably be saying it in French. I won't torture you with my bad French. But basically that meant that was a gathering of musicians that wanted to play that kind of music. The Hot Club wasn't a set venue. It wasn't a set group of musicians initially. It was just the term for that gathering. And then as Django and Stefan Grappelli started gaining momentum, they had the Hot Club of France. I think the Hot Club name started being associated more and more with him.
It's the sound of romance and joy.
I know that a lot of people have said that it's one of those sounds that they didn't know what it was, but as soon as they heard it, it took them back to a place. Sometimes we'll have older people in the audience who will come up to us and just tell us how it just took them back in time and took them back to a place that they had forgotten about.
And it's not just Reinhardt's unique sound that has influenced musicians from British rock guitarist Jimmy Page to Jeff Beck and Eric Clapton to country's Chet Atkins and Willie Nelson to prominent gypsy-style guitarists John Jorgensen and John Larson. Bob Casey explains for many it was Reinhardt's perseverance in spite of a crippling accident.
He was originally a banjo player playing musettes and living in his wagon. They don't know if he started the fire, came back from a gig, lit a match, the place exploded. He was burned severely, almost lost a leg. The two fingers, pinky and ring finger on his fretting hand, were fused and like a grip. They're just, if you ever see pictures of his mauled hands, it's a wonder he could ever play anything. I think what I really like about Django is his spirit. It's like he could have stopped because he couldn't play. But he relearned, he turned poison into medicine, and he turned into this guy who plays guitar that people like me, 58 years later, are turning back to CD player just to get a try to figure out a 10-second phrase that he's doing with two fingers.
There's a simple, elegant beauty to it, and if you try to do too much if you try to modernize it or to throw in your own style into it, it detracts from that, the authenticity of that unique quality that makes it what it is.
Audience. For Virginia Public Radio, I'm Connie Stevens.